And we are joined by Peter Griffin, the president of the Glebe Art Show Committee. And Mary is also in the studio, but she doesn't want to be on mic, so she's taking photos. She's also a fellow committee member, and they're here to chat about this year's edition of the show. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, Eleanor.
Now, tell me about yourself. You're the president of the Glebe Art Show, and you are also an artist yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been so for...
For how long? All your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. 57 years.
Oh, no, don't talk.
Sorry.
So what's this Glebe Show all about? It's just local?
Yeah, it's just for the local artists. Indeed, it always has been for going on for nearly 30 years.
And there's a lot of talent in Glebe, I imagine.
The Inner West is concentrated with creative people. It's quite an amazing place. Apparently, it's the most creative part of Australia in terms of per head of population. Yeah, so we look after the artists, the painters and drawers and photographers in this show, and only the Inner West artists and Inner Sydney council artists can show in this.
Yes.
Yes.
I had a look on your website and it said no refunds for people who live outside the area.
No, that's
so
it.
Some people try and get their little...
Oh, of course they do. You know, it's human nature.
They're trying to rig it. Please, I'm a Glebe wanderer.
Well,
or something.
There's all sorts of options that people try. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now, what types of work, you know, gets submitted for the show?
Everything.
Uh-huh.
It's just a wide range. You know, just like I told you, my wife, who just happened to win a prize, I'm innocent.
You're the judge.
I'm innocent, Your Honour. It was nothing to do with me. But she's a textile artist, and she got textile art really started in the Glebe Art Show.
Uh-huh.
It was great that the committee accepted her first textile work, and ever since then, as in the art world, textile art is taking off, and she won it for the works on paper.
How long ago was that?
That was when we were back in the Glebe Library, so that could have been maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a theme?
No, it's just Inner West Open Art Prize. In fact, the Open Art Prize is called the Robin Lawrence Open Art Prize now, named after the first president who's got the show started nearly 30 years ago to raise funds for a Glebe Library. And that's been achieved. We've got the Glebe Library now, and that's where we started the show.
Okay.
And we've since moved into the tram sheds in Glebe because we just got too big for the library.
Of course you would, yes, because there were some big paintings, right?
Yeah, well, we limit it to 1 metre by 1 metre.
Okay.
Because there's we take 200 works, and we just could not take any bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. How is it judged? Is it judged online or is it physical? Do people actually submit and then you judge?
Yep, exactly. That's the way we do it. We have the judges come and visit the show and wander around and make their choice from seeing the work on the walls, ready to go.
Yeah. How do you think that compares with when there's some art prizes that are only judged digitally?
That's a good question. I think it's much better to see the art in person.
Yeah.
Naturally, I mean that's I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
There's so much going on, and the world's getting faster and faster all the time. And it's the simplest way to do it is to do it online.
Yeah.
You get a good idea online. There's no two ways about it.
Mm.
But seeing the real thing is the real experience.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. And it's getting, like, for artists who keep submitting their work to these art prizes, I mean, it gets expensive. I mean, you think, oh, it's only $35. But if they want to go into many shows, then it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
It's an investment.
An investment,
and
sure.
It's... Well, I'm an artist and I go into art prizes all the time. And you get a bit over it. But the thing is, you, you
get over what?
It's enough. Not, enough. Not winning. You get over. You're supposed to say, I wasn't accepted for that show. But normally the artist will say, no, I was rejected from that show. And so you get rejection over and over again. Mm. That's every artist will tell you that.
Yeah.
And so the only thing you can do is just keep on going in the shows.
Yeah.
And you get lucky every now and again. I just got into a show in Hobart for a $100,000 prize, and that was a fluke.
Right.
Because most of the time I get rejected. But, you know, that's life. You know?
Yeah.
So you don't worry about it.
That's right.
You just get on with it, because that's what an artist does. An artist nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way it is set up in Australia, we've got so many prizes, we're just prize crazy.
I know. Why don't they share the prize money? Like, you know, is that a possible? Has anyone ever thought about that? It's like, okay, let's just get, instead of, I don't know, what's the major prize?
The $3,000.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that, you no, I was, share I was that. No,
excuse me. Oh, Eleanor, I was getting to that. I was just waiting for you to finish, and I was going to say, you know, the Glebe Art Prize
is community.
Is a community one,
right?
And we share the prize.
Oh yeah, oh, that's
we do
good.
Exactly that, and yeah. That's why it's really popular, even though the prize is only $3,000, because the other prizes are $30,000, $40,000,
you know. Exactly.
And so, and they're very popular, but they're the ones that everybody in Australia goes into. Doesn't matter where you come from, as long as you're an Aussie. And they're the ones where, like, 800 people were looking for 50 spots in the final cut. And so most artists don't get accepted.
Yeah.
And which is, so that's just normal. But for us, everybody gets accepted, and the prize money is spread around. We have several prizes, and they're sponsored.
Yeah. Right.
There's two prizes that the Glebe Art Show Committee present and sponsor, the major one and the painting prize, and the other prizes are sponsored by local businesses.
Mm. Oh, good. That's good that they're still local businesses.
Yeah,
right?
And so there's several prizes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven prizes.
Right. Okay. Now, where can we see this? At the tram sheds?
Yeah.
What times? Like?
Yep. Well, the times vary, but each day they start at 10 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
Tonight and tomorrow night they'll be on till 9, then the other nights they're on until 7, and it goes through till next Wednesday when the show will be open from 10 to 2.
Okay,
yep.
For how long?
Next Wednesday is the last day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Right.
So
and then you, no more. It's not in the library. Some of the winners go to the library or anything.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what they do at Randwick.
Oh, there you go. Now, Mary, take note of that, okay?
Yeah, so the winner, the best, you know, so many, they give it to the library for a couple of weeks, for a month or something.
Yeah.
And then you can, anybody who's just, you know, reading a book.
Yeah, another one that, one of the, some of the council prizes, local prizes, the mayor comes in to the show and buys a work to put in the mayor's office.
Right.
That's another one that we could look into.
Yes.
But I like your idea of having our... So the prizes are announced, the winners are announced, they get their prize money, and their painting goes into on exhibition somewhere,
exactly.
Locally. I think it's a great idea.
You've got to do it. All right, and this year's winners on the website. So if you can't get to the tram shed, and because it's not at the library, you can go to the website and you can see all the winners.
Yep, we've got a website,
glebeartshow.org.au.
Can I mention one thing?
Yep.
One thing that's really good about this year, each year it gets better and better, and this year we've got longer time. Clovermore's given us a bigger time frame at the tram sheds. We've got concerts on, twilight concerts.
It opens late.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. They're fantastic. The first one, last night or the night before last, was a trio playing medieval music, and I had to thank them for doing it, and I cried. It was so beautiful, you know. It was absolutely stunning, and it was the sort of music that they played was the sort of music that I listen to when I'm painting, so it was just so fantastic for me.
All right, and is there going to be different
Yep.
People performing each night?
Each night. There's tonight we've got, who have we got tonight? The Glebe Community Singers.
Okay.
So we're involving
the local
artists and local performers.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a combination of both.
Yeah, yeah, great. That's how it should be. Keep community.
Yeah, and
but let the outsiders come and look.
Yeah, and exactly. And so we want to, actually we're promoting an inner Sydney art centre. We should have an art centre. So where this goes on all the time.
Yeah, Peter, keep working.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Peter, for coming in, and thank you, Mary, for being the photographer here.
Now, Eleanor, that was fantastic. I really enjoyed talking.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you as well. And so that was Peter Griffin from the Glebe Art Show. And you can go and visit the Glebe Art Show at the Tram Sheds until the 15th of October. And, good luck for next year.